Minister, how much more do homeowners impacted by the defective blocks in Mayo and other counties have to endure, whether they are partially completed their rebuilds or whether they are trying to get into the scheme? At every age, homeowners were giving assurances that they would not be disadvantaged by the timing that they enter the schemes. Now homeowners who are in the middle of rebuilding their homes and their lives are told they have to wait for legislation to be prepared and passed to enable them to avail of the higher rates. It's utterly disgraceful that these homeowners are treated like this. It's clear that the scheme is not fit for purpose and in many cases only provides for 70% of the costs of remediation or less. To many of the impacted homeowners, they're locked out of the scheme because of affordability. If there's to be any fairness in this whole scandal, you must provide retrospective redress. You must end the damage threshold being used as a barrier to the scheme, and you must amend the scheme to allow homeowners impacted to access upfront payments to commence remediation works. You must allow the flexibility on the timelines for start and completion. You must make the increase in the cap for defective block scheme to be open to all affected homeowners, not just the new entrants. And you must ensure that those responsible for the manufacture of defective blocks are held to account and that a full public inquiry into the defective material, how it was sold into the housing market, and that the industry contribute to the overall cost of the remediating of defective properties. Where is the scheme also, Minister, for the council houses and approved housing bodies? There are many questions that need to be urgently answered in relation to this scheme.
Thank you, Deputy Patrick McLaughlin.
Yeah, Minister, last year you finally announced an increase in the cap, and it was in line with the recommendations of the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland, who looked at the real costings on the ground. But the reality is he didn't apply that to people who were going through the scheme already. It was only for new entrants. That was very cruel. You made it clear as a government that you were going to legislate, amend the legislation to sort this out. I appealed to you to do that before the election. I stood in front of the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach separately. I appealed to them to bring in the amendments. We would make time, it could be done, because I feared that this would happen. And unfortunately, I've been proven right. We're now sitting in May, and there's no sign of this amendment to the legislation. It's straightforward, and I raised this directly with the Minister, James Brown, who was in Donegal in recent days, and I made it clear, don't be talking about 10 stages of legislation. We will do everything in the opposition to get this through. There'll be no pre-legislative scrutiny required if you honour what you said you were going to do last year, which is make this increase in the cap available to everybody who's currently going through the scheme. This is really cruel. Minister, people are struggling with 40, 50, 60, 70, 80,000 plus that they have to find themselves. They don't have the money to make the final payments, to pay the builders. So this is absolutely urgent. It's been urgent since late last year. So I'm appealing to the government now to bring this through as soon as possible. Bring it through next week. It will be facilitated by the opposition in every way. We'll do everything we can to make it happen next week. Dáil and Shannon, there's no excuse. This is a very simple, straightforward amendment to the legislation. Should have been done late last year. Needs to be done now.
Thank you, Deputy. Minister.
I want to thank the deputies. There was three deputies down. Is Pierre Starty absent or is he going to be here? Okay, that's fine, yeah. So I wish to thank Deputies Walsh and McLaughlin for raising this matter, which I'm taking on behalf of the Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage, James Brown. As the deputies are aware, the Remediation of Dwelling Damage by the Use of Defective Concrete Blocks Act 2022 commenced on the 22nd of June 2023, which contains the current grant scheme and related regulations adopted on the 29th of June. Following updated cost reports that the Department received from the Society of Chartered Surveyors in Ireland and advice from the expert group, a 10% increase in the overall scheme cap was brought forward in October 2024, which he did acknowledge, raising the cap from £420,000 to £462,000 for all homeowners yet to receive a grant determination by that date. Should be noted, the grant scheme rates were also examined increased to between 7.4% and 8.7% in November 2024. The cap increase is in line with the provisions of the Act as set down by the directives, which allows for a maximum increase of 10% in the overall scheme cap. The Act also provides that any increase in scheme cap or grant rates will apply to eligible relevant donors that are yet to receive a determination in respect to remuneration options and grant amounts. The Department sought legal advice that confirmed that extending these increases to a wider group of relevant owners requires amending the Act. In the interest of equity and fairness, Minister Brown intends to extend the increase in the scheme cap and rates to apply to a wider group of relevant owners, and this will be examined as part of the remuneration of dwelling damage by the use of defective concrete block amendment bill, which has been included in the summer 2025 government legislation programme for priority drafting. A number of other matters have come to light during the first 18 months of the operation of the scheme, and the Minister Brown will consider a number of technical amendments also as part of this legislative change. These changes will assist in the efficient administration of the scheme and will enable a smoother operation of the grant scheme for applicants. Minister Brown, and Deputy Malachan, you made reference to this, Minister Brown met with various stakeholders in Donegal on Monday, the 12th of May, 2025, that's Monday just gone, including representatives from MICA Action Group, along with a large group of Donegal County Councillors and senior management of the Council. And you do acknowledge, Deputy Malachan, you did meet with him. Each group raised important matters, including the need to extend the eligibility of the cap and rating increase to a larger group of homeowners. The visit demonstrated to the Minister firsthand the very real difficulties homeowners are facing. It was further impressed upon the Minister that the continuing importance and contribution of the effective concrete block scheme in helping them to fix their homes and move on with their lives. The Government is committed to assisting homeowners to remediate damage caused by defective concrete blocks, and the grant scheme was put in place to help people to fix their homes and move on with their lives. The scheme is working and real progress is being made. At the end of April 2025, there were 2,697 applications to the grant scheme, 162 homes where remediation works had been completed, and a further 824 where work has commenced. The government understands that there can be difficult and challenging times for homeowners. On a human level, I expect it's very difficult for people. The Department continues to work with key stakeholders in the operational scheme, including the relevant local authorities, the Housing Agency and Homeowners Liaison Officer, where the concerns of the homeowners came to the Department. And just to deal with a point that Deputy Walsh, Conway Walsh, that you referenced, a draft of the Vic County Block Social Home Scheme for local authorities and approved housing bodies affected by the Vic Block is being finalised. The scheme will include grant rates and caps as outlined in the private scheme for homeowners. The scheme will apply to local authorities and AHB homes located within designated local authorities. Department of Housing and Local Government and Health will apply the approach that focused on efficiencies and the best use limiters are available to undertake remediation works.
Thank you, Minister. Deputy.
Minister, you say that the government understands that this can be a difficult and challenging time for homeowners. I am sorry, but you don't, and the government doesn't. And to think that the minister, I'm glad he went to Donegal, but my God, you'd have to be hiding under a rock for the last 15 years to know that this wasn't one of the biggest scandals that has ever faced this country. And you haven't answered the question, when is the legislation going to be amended? I have families who are really, really suffering. They're at a loss of tens of thousands of euros. I have a couple who are getting married later on in the summer. They want answers. We have said, in opposition, that we will facilitate day or night the legislation to go through. I don't care whether, and I know the same is for Pádraig McLoughlin and for Piers Doherty and the others, I don't care if it's the middle of the night, if it's the weekend, whenever we have to get this legislation through, we have to get it through in days. We cannot continue to wait for weeks and months.
Yeah, Minister, I have to say I'm really concerned with this response written by the department officials. The people who wrote this were present in Donegal in recent days. They know the urgency of this. Now they're talking about adding other issues to the amendments. So this could go on forever. You know, like the Minister, this is straightforward. It's a simple amendment to the legislation to make sure that the increase in the cap is available to everybody currently participating in the scheme, not just the new entrants. It's a really straightforward matter. It should be done as a standalone amendment, urgently done. Now, the Minister, it was made clear to him, I don't know why he would have any doubt about this, that there isn't 10 stages legislation, pre-legislative scrutiny. This is something that everybody agrees, opposition, government. If you honour what you said you were going to do last year, which is make it available to everybody currently going through the scheme, it will fly through the Dáil and the Shannon next week. Not a problem. It needs to be done urgently. Please don't add on other issues now, which will drag it on for God knows how long. It's cruel what's happening here to families. It needs to be sorted out.
Minister.
Thanks very much. To both Deputy Conway Walsh and Deputy McLaughlin. And I understand frustration for people in the areas. As I already stated at the start, that the Minister and Department sought legal advice that confirmed extending the increases you're talking about to a wider group of violent owners requires the amending of the Act. I think everyone's agreeable on that. And in the interest of equity and fairness, Minister Brown intends to extend the increases in the scheme and rates to apply to a wider group of rent owners, and this will be examined as part of the remediation of dwelling damage by the use of defective concrete blocks amendment bill. And that is, and you'll know as whip, Deputy McLaughlin, that it's in the summer 2025 government legislature for priority drafting. So there is... Well, I can only, I suppose, deal with what is this position now, and it is down for priority drafting. I know the Minister is taking this matter very seriously, and as indicated, there are other issues that have come to light during the first 18 months of the operation, and the Minister will consider a number of technical amendments also as part of this legislative change. These changes will assist in the efficient administration of the scheme and will enable the smoother operation of the grant scheme for applicants. I've no doubt you've already brought these matters to Minister Brown's direct attention. I will do likewise now. The officials will be watching. And I know, on a human level, the concerns you bring of your constituents that you represent, these are matters I will bring directly back to Minister Brown. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister. Moving on to topical issue number two.